What's going on, my beaches? What is the good word? It's been a long time since I dropped an audio experience. I'm well aware that I have not been engaged with this podcast as much, but that's because I've had a lot of shit going down, and I usually like to drop these when I come to pump early in the morning. I think that's almost like a treat for me when I'm inspired, and I realize that I'm really inspired when I train early in the morning, when I get my schedule back together, and I've been all over the fucking place after the whole, you know, all that little rush with the Brittany Dawn videos and things like that. A lot of you probably listening or tuning in, you probably also subscribe to the Daily Swole podcast, but I love doing these little raw snippets and kind of give you behind the scenes and tell you what is going down and my thoughts on the matter. And there will be some things like interviews, and I've posted coaching calls and things like that of that nature on this podcast, and there's probably going to be more of that type of content coming up, but usually this type of stuff is just raw, unfiltered, as always, things and thoughts in the moment. And what's interesting about early morning lifting for me is that no matter what the schedule is, I always have a better day when I train first thing in the morning. I always feel like I have a better day. Even if I don't get as much accomplished, I feel like I did. I'm not sure if that's because I feel, okay, I got up early and I succeeded by getting up early because that's a challenge for me, so I feel accomplished by doing it, or, you know, because it's a human thing. It's a human thing to get up when the sun comes up, to get up when the day starts. And I love starting my day with a win. I think that's one of the biggest things. Whatever your win is first thing, that has to be something with discipline. And getting up for me early, whether I want to or not, is my discipline, is my kind of, I guess, the edge of the sword, in the sense that that makes or breaks my day. If I don't get up early, if I sleep in, if I feel groggy when I wake up, I just feel like I'm catching up all day. I don't like the feeling of catching up because it gives that underlying tone of anxiety throughout the day. And meditation, all that stuff, and being aware of it helps, because if I'm a little anxious because I woke up late and I have a lot to do, I'm also not the average person that's just running around anxious and hyped up. I'm aware of my feeling of anxiety. I'm aware of how I'm feeling, so I temper it. However, when I wake up first thing and I get my workout in, it's that success for myself. It's that I did my shit. I got my fucking workout in. I got it done for me. I succeeded. I made it happen. I did it for me. And that's what matters, because I love putting myself first. I love getting my own fitness in. And a lot of times I don't prioritize it if I don't get that done first thing, because I get wrapped up in other things. And I want to prioritize my health and my training personally. And that's why I've been doing things like expanding my team, working on the framework and the systems in place for expansion, in the sense that my content creation has gone to another level. I've been really spread thin doing everything myself, which is impossible to maintain. And in order to not risk crashing, of course, because how long can you maintain before something breaks? Either my health is going to go by the wayside, which is completely counterintuitive to my brand and also my beliefs and what I tell everyone. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and be like, you got to go fucking work out, and then not work out myself, or you got to be healthy and not be healthy myself, because I'm very transparent with everyone. If I'm talking about sleep, sleep is so fucking important. And that's one of the biggest struggles. Not that I don't sleep. I'm going to rephrase that, not in the sense that I have trouble sleeping, but I don't get enough consistent quality sleep. But I know that because I'm up all hours, it's random. So I'm really working on trying to hammer that down. But as you can imagine, running an entire, fastly growing, business that's all online, that's international, you know, it's all hours of the night. There's no set off time, per se, but you know, I have a lot of more systems in place that will allow me, that I'm doing right now, in order to make it more regular. And it has gotten more regular. And that's why I've kind of been away from this podcast, because my mind needs to be in the right place to drop these little raw insider scoops. And now things are coming together. The vision's coming together a little bit more. My approach for 2019 has come together a little bit more. And a lot of this stuff has all been essentially by the seat of my pants. There's been a lot of changes in the past couple years, ever since I started. That's what it feels like. Ever since I started, it's been fucking changes. When I say there's been a lot of changes lately, there's been nonstop change since I launched. because the way the brand has looked and the direction of my mindset has darted and changed in so many different ways, not in a bad way, in a good way, but the vision has, it's just being molded more, it's being sculpted more, and it's getting more direction. So as it's grown, obviously I don't take my foot off the gas. I don't make less content. I want to make more. And in order to make more, I have no problem with content creation, but in terms of editing, in terms of producing and, you know, tweaking stuff, definitely looking to bring people on and to expand the team. That way my skills can be complemented and pushed even further forward, so I can stretch my own boundaries and keep producing the level that I'm doing so far, which is great. I mean, it's already happening. It's already doing amazing. And what I'm really proud of is where most people lack is the depth that I'm doing, the depth that I'm working on, the extent of the communication with myself and my members that I'm working on going even deeper. And just with the community, answering comments, engaging, I'm really proud of how everything's going. And I'm, you know, it's really actually even more, and this is a testament to you, whoever's listening, I'm really proud of the people that have come into the community. I'm really proud of who is dropping comments, who is following me. And I notice on a lot of pages, there's just no engagement, or there's comments and people don't, and like the owner of the page or the quote fitness professional doesn't respond, or it just seems kind of like arbitrary. But everyone on my page and my content goes deep. Like, it has a meaning, it hits, it impacts. And I feel like this, the message that we all share, fitness without the bullshit, which goes both ways. Fitness without the bullshit means, yeah, fuck the bullshit supplements. Not that all supplements are bullshit, but come on, we all know that. Most of them are just fucking scams. The programming that's bullshit, all the extra fluff, all the things that the fitness industry tries to complicate so they can sell you a solution, that kind of bullshit. But also, fitness without the bullshit on a personal level. Your personal bullshit. And this we don't talk enough about. I'm going to drop a podcast today on it. And someone actually mentioned in a DM, and I posted that on my Instagram story, and this is actually true. And I realize I don't really discuss this enough, but fitness without the bullshit doesn't just mean the industry's bullshit. It means your own bullshit. I think you already know that too, because most of my content is like calling you out of your own bullshit. Don't fucking lie to yourself. Take responsibility, you know, do shit the right way. It's bullshit all around. It's the bullshit in your brain, and it's the bullshit around you. And you have to cut it out. You have to cut all of it out. And that voice inside your head is just as important. I shouldn't say that. It's completely wrong. It's so much more important than the voices outside. The voices outside are going to be there. And yeah, they can be important in terms of a factor of what you need to eliminate, because those negative voices around you, they're going to say a lot of shit. They're going to talk about you. They're going to say things about you. They are. If you wonder in your head, like, I wonder if they're talking about me. They are, but fuck them. Fuck those people, your family, your friends. They're not your friends if they're talking shit about you, but, you know, fuck anyone that is, you know, I guess, going against what you want. Everyone's on their own journey. And that's something we have to remember too. Everyone's on their own journey. And the way you're doing things, the way I'm doing things, and I'm going to tell you from my perspective, but I want you to relate this to you. The way I do things is going to be different because I know where I'm going and I know what I'm about. So other people might look at my shit and be like, oh, this guy's a fucking dick. Or why are you doing that? Why are you posting like this so much? Because you're not, you don't get it because you're not doing what I'm doing. You're not on my path. No one is on my path but me. No one's doing what I'm doing, and no one is me but me. No one. You can do your own thing on your path. I can't relate to what you do on your path because I'm not you. I haven't lived your life. I don't know where you're going. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish. I don't know what you're about inside. I know what I'm about. I know what I'm trying to do. I'm on my path. And the reason why I'm on my path is, one, I created my own path, but you know, you're on your own path regardless of whether you consciously create it. You're just on your own path. But I am doing shit my way because I'm going a certain direction that no one else is going. I'm doing it my way. I'll say things my way, you know, and I'll do things my way because I'm trying to accomplish something that no one else will accomplish. And it doesn't mean I'm trying to make a billion fucking dollars. It doesn't mean I'm trying to, I'm just doing things my way. And the great thing is, all of you that are listening and tuning in, part of this community, you understand that and you're down with it. And just the positivity, the engagement is just so fucking amazing. So I thank you for commenting on the Instagram posts, on Facebook, tuning in live, listening to the podcast. I just love the engagement. It's so much more powerful than any other page that I see. Anytime someone tags me or sends me, hey, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about this? I just look at the comments. I look at the feedback, the communication. It just seems soft. It just seems superficial. It seems on the surface. And in my comments and on my posts, it just seems so much more rich and deep and just powerful and meaningful. You know, it's not easy to promote or to sell, to market fitness without the bullshit, because it seems kind of vague on the surface. But when you think about it, it has more meaning and substance than any other product you can fucking promote, market, sell. It's the truth. It's what you really need to have a handle on if you want to be successful in your fitness, with your nutrition, just in your life. And you can use this for any different aspect of your life. And there are a few voices out there that are talking this way, but when you relate it to fitness, my God, it just fucking absolutely crushes. And it just, like a nuclear bomb, wipes out all the smoke and mirrors, and you see things the way they are. And when you actually start eating properly and you realize, oh, I don't have to mold myself to any one fucking thing that these fitness jabronis are talking about, it changes the game for you. When you start playing by your rules, especially with fitness and nutrition, fuck, no one can stop you. Don't put yourself in a box. Don't limit yourself. And, you know, get yours. So for me, getting back to what we started off with, you know, early in the morning, yeah, it's not easy. That's like my challenge, to get up early and to stay consistent on the schedule. So when I do it, I feel so accomplished. And you got to start your day with whatever accomplishment that is. You need to focus on those wins, focus on those positive things, focus on what makes you feel fucking on fire. For me, getting up when I don't want to, going to the gym makes me feel unstoppable. So whatever that is for you, do that. Whatever that is for you, make that your top priority, and every day is going to be fucking amazing. So just wanted to stop in, drop a new audio experience. Stay tuned. There'll be a lot more, I promise. Big things coming. Love you all. Peace out.